League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hello, welcome to I Don't Know with JoJo, with me, JoJo, and...
Kev on stage, JoJo's father.
Yes, that is him. So today, we're talking about WandaVision.
Spoiler alert!
Yeah, spoilers.
If you're not up to what, episode 5?
Yeah.
If you're not up to episode 5, pause this video.
And go...
Go watch those videos.
I don't even like... It's kind of a mystery show, like what's happening. But if you don't watch Marvel, you're not going to understand anything.
Mm-hmm.
But also, if you're not going to watch it, then I guess go ahead and watch this. But that's besides the point. We've talked about Mandalorian on Disney Plus, and okay, so WandaVision, it's about Wanda and Vision. And they're doing it in the style where it's like every decade kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like first is what, the 17 or 16?
I think it was either the 50s or the 60s.
50s, yeah, 50s 60s, or 60s, I mean.
Maybe 50s, because now I think they were in the 80s.
Yeah. Yeah, we're definitely in the
60s, 80s. 60s, 70s, 80s. Yeah, I think they started in the 50s, yeah.
Okay, so it was black and white, which... I'm going to be honest. I just can't. Without the color, I just can't.
JoJo was almost out of here just on the black.
Just the black and white. And I was like, no way, it's the whole episode. And it was the whole episode. And then the second one, I was like, okay, maybe it's just a one time. It wasn't a one time thing. It was a two time thing. But then at the end of episode 2, there was color because they're going outside of the TV, which I really like the cliffhangers, but also I'm like, just tell me right now.
I like the little, the drip formula they
the
have.
Drip?
Yeah, they're like, it's like a faucet dripping. They're like dripping out the information. It's not like, hey, this is WandaVision, this is what it's about, this is how it started. It's just like, we're going to watch, and we're going to give you a little piece of information.
It's, it's
more,
very...
A little more.
Yeah,
a little more.
I knew you were gonna do that. it is like that because at the first episode you were like, "What is happening?"
Yeah, it's a very different pace from Marvel too.
Exactly. It's like I literally have no idea what's going on.
Right.
Vision is alive and he has a human face and he works at a job. Like you didn't know Westview was a it was a place that was contained by somebody. Maybe.
Yeah.
It definitely was
real at the time.
It was partly Wanda. Because actually, in the newest episode, when she came out and gave the drone to them, it turned like kind of reddish, did it not?
Yeah, it did. You talking about the like force field thing?
Yeah.
Also,
why does it end at the baseball field? Is that just a random thing?
I think that's just where Captain Rambo got out.
Mm-hmm.
So they just like set up camp there. Or I guess they had set up camp when she went missing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, that's like the door to the force field now.
It's also another thing. The beekeeper? It was like, what? This makes no sense. Why is there a beekeeper?
It's super creepy for Marvel.
Oh my gosh. It is. It is so... Because it's so mystery. Like, it's so... I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
What, like... Does this mean something? Does this little bit of information mean the entire series? Or mean, like, one of the big plot twists? Which, there's gonna be a lot of plot twists. Or at least a very unexpected one. Because when you go in the force field, kind of... What is Hex? Was it
the
called?
Hex, yeah. Hex. Working time.
Okay. The guy wasn't wearing a beekeeper suit, and also there were no bees. He just came through the sewers.
Well, yeah, they explained that she, when you come through there, she changes your stuff to make it make sense.
But I don't think it. But maybe it's not Wanda.
Well, that's a thing.
Yeah,
that's a theory.
She literally said, "I don't know how this started at first."
Yes.
And that just And also, Agnes, I don't read comics, but if you watch Film Theory, there's a video about Agnes, like... Yeah. And she didn't have an ID. She was a... She and Dottie?
Yeah, Dottie.
They're the only two that didn't have an ID. And that's the main theory, I think, so far, why the Hex is actually there. Or the person that's controlling it is Agnes or Dottie.
Yeah. And also, when the guy at Vision's job, when he was like, she's in my head. So we assume it's Wanda. Mm-hmm. But he didn't say Wanda was in my head.
He did not say Wanda, which I think is a huge thing.
It's a huge tale. Because it could be Agnes. It can be Dottie. It could be somebody else. Mm-hmm. Because I believe, you know, so when Vision and Wanda were arguing, and he was like, I don't think you knew what it was when you started this. No, but you're aware.
Yeah, he's aware. You're aware of it now.
And then she was like, you think I'm controlling all these people? Which was a good point because she didn't know where the dog came from.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, she, and I really, really think she has the Reality Stone or whoever is controlling the Hex.
Reality Stone's destroyed.
I know, but I mean, it's the Reality Stone. Maybe it was a fake one. Who knows? Like, I just feel like it could, because I mean, what else could do? Like that size?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. I also don't read the comics. I was talking about this on Twitter, and somebody was like, somebody doesn't read the comics. And I was like, somebody doesn't. And like, apparently some of these comics are recent. Like, Civil War. Civil War is not like when I was a kid, and apparently this one is might be based off something called The House of M. But no, I never read comics as a kid. I watched cartoons and stuff, but I didn't watch the comics. I'm sorry, guys.
I wish they did.
I'm sorry. I want to be allowed to watch Father Disney Plus, but I'm sorry.
So you're not allowed to watch Disney Plus?
That's what people always make it seem like. You know the comics. You don't know everything I know.
Yeah, I don't. I wish they would explain that a little more, because for the people who don't read the comics, because there's a lot of comics.
Right.
It's like, why would you not make it everybody?
I feel like the shows do a good job of like, if you didn't read, you still get it. But if you did, you get maybe more stuff, or you get stuff earlier.
If you don't like read the old book, or if you don't read the book, you can still understand the movie.
Yes, and I personally sometimes like new, like because I didn't read the comics, I have no idea where this is going. Mm-hmm. And I like that. I like being like, man, because it looks like, right now, it looks like if Wanda keeps on this path, she could become a villain. Because she could be fighting against, not a shield, Sword.
Sword.
Mm-hmm. You know, because she wants her little world, okay? Mm-hmm. She got Vision's dead body, she put a face on him.
You can keep going.
Yeah, the weird moment where she forgot to do his face. Uh-huh. It was weird.
Her world, or I guess whoever controlling it, it's breaking, man. Things just ain't
like it. It's only 9 days in. They're losing it.
Wanda, she remembers, right? When she went back in time in the beekeeper scene, does she remember that, do you think? Because if she does, she can just always rewind and pick a different thing to say. Because if she didn't remember, she would just, you know, keep saying the same thing over and over, because why would you remember?
Yeah.
So when we were at the part at the beekeeper and she rewinded, she must have remembered and let Vision talk. I'm pretty sure she said something. I know Vision said something. Do you hear that? Went outside, beekeeper, whatever. Yeah, she has to remember. So, if she remembers this is going to happen, then why doesn't she just keep rewinding? Unless, I mean, she has to do it, because she said no, and then rewinded. Yep. It's not like, that's not a coincidence. That's just not going to happen.
No, and I didn't realize, I don't know if you noticed this, she couldn't control the babies either.
No, I think they're illusions, because, what? Vision
is dead. I don't know how they, that's what I said. Mommy thinks... they're her kids. I've read some other people that think they're her kids too. Mm-hmm. But if Vision is not, even if Vision was alive, he's an android. Mm-hmm. He's not a.
He's not.
Dude, I turn it off almost every time. How many times has it done that? Like,
three.
Then how many episodes we got? Scared the crap out of me.
I forgot
what this episode is brought to you by Killer Stage Studios. Please download the app back to regularly scheduled programming. That was our 10-minute timer. It scared the crap out of me. And JoJo's always mad if I don't remember to turn the timer off and turn the sound off. And JoJo, I remember everything. Okay, back to the show.
I completely forgot what I was saying.
We were talking about whether the kids are real or illusions.
Oh, yeah. They literally have to be illusions. And also, so is the Mind Stone real?
Dude, I don't know. I thought all the stones were broken or destroyed at the end of Infinity War.
Endgame, yeah.
Right? So, but, well, also Scarlet Witch can alter reality, you know, anyway. But I don't remember. I knew she's super powerful one of the Star Wars movies. I didn't know she was that, like,
create
a whole world powerful.
She is definitely. No, the whole world thing, not that powerful. But definitely, like, could take on Thanos if he had...
Oh, she was giving Thanos work until... And
but
she said
with all the Infinity Stones, there's nobody that could stop him. I mean,
but he had all the Infinity Stones when she was beating him up.
I mean, yes.
He had all the Infinity Stones and he got
worked
out.
She was holding him for a while, but also, if you have the Reality Stone, then... I feel like
he couldn't do anything. But at that moment, he was like, rain fire. And the guy was like, what's that? He's like, boy, rain fire.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she kills me. And he had it on.
Yeah.
Remember, he didn't Iron Man didn't get to last.
Yeah. He didn't have the stones then, did he?
Yeah, JoJo. Iron Man.
Scarlet Witch had the power to hold up all
that
of the Infinity Stones.
That was her power, yes. But remember, they were all...
He did, Joe.
They were all fighting. They were all fighting.
I know, but Thanos did not have the Infinity Stones.
Okay, let's see.
He did not.
Right, right.
Okay.
Okay, you're right. My bad.
Yeah.
Hawkeye had them. Well, I mean, they were playing.
They were running away with it.
Yeah, they had got it off.
Yeah, really, Father. I mean, with all of the Infinity Stones, one person against all of them? No way!
I already said you're right.
Okay.
Also, that just made me mad again at, who's the leader of the Guardians of the Galaxy? Star-Lord,
yeah.
When he had Thanos'
Oh,
it was so bad!
I mean, they made that up.
I know, but it was so effective. Because I was like, it was so close to being off.
Yes.
And what did he do, punch him or something?
I'm pretty sure he shot the thing, and then he, like, blocked it with his glove, and somebody had to dodge it, and then he could get out from that.
Oh, Star-Lord on Earth, forgive me. But anyway, so there's a couple theories. Zay's theory is that somebody is controlling Wanda to turn her into a weapon. We don't know who. I don't know what they would get out of it, what they would want. Yes.
So, again, with Mind Stone, and I guess all of the stones... if she could make that reality, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bring a dead person back alive and Quicksilver from X-Men.
Also, quick theory. Some people are saying that her kids brought him or they just opened the door to the multiverse.
How?
I don't know how. But remember...
Because X-Men.
Mm-hmm. Fox's X-Men. And then in Miles Morales... But no, that's Marvel, though.
I know, but that's not a part of the...
No, no, I know. I know it's not a part, but they introduced the idea of the multiverse.
Uh-huh.
So I wonder, and apparently there was rumors of the new Doctor Strange movie is going to be about multiverse, so so that would be dope.
Mm-hmm. I feel like if you're talking about multiverses, then he would have to have, like, whoever had the Space Stone, which is Loki?
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, Loki has
Loki
space
does
stone.
Have it. Wait.
No, it broke, but yeah, he used to have it.
Didn't he? He disappeared with it, right?
Yeah.
In one of the timelines.
Yeah.
That's how he became alive
again.
Yeah,
that's the universe.
How did Thanos have all five at the end?
Because that was a different
timeline.
What?
So remember, Loki found it
and
disappeared, and they started over.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they changed the It was a different timeline, I think.
Oh, okay. I was confused on what you were saying.
Got it, my bad. Okay.
The entire timeline thing is just so confusing.
Yeah, I was a little bit like...
But if he took time out...
Yeah.
Earth 66! Back to Scarlet Witch.
Okay.
And the Mind Stone. Like I was saying, I think either whoever's controlling it can't control Vision... Because he has, technically has the Mind Stone, right? No?
No, he's dead.
I know. Yeah, I know that,
Father. Because Thanos did this.
Yes, Father, I know he is dead, but obviously he's alive in the world.
But is he alive, or is he like, he might be the biggest illusion?
No, I think he is alive, and he does have the Mind Stone, and that's why whoever is controlling Westview can't control him. And
so you think Vision's alive for real?
Oh, no, I think the Mind Stone is a real thing, but...
Okay.
Because, I mean, without the Mind Stone, Vision was the white eyes. Also, what was that scene?
Man,
did that mean something?
That was creepy.
Even in the background when Wanda was, like, looking somewhere, I forgot. But in the background, you can see, like, his eyes are, black.
Mm-hmm. They're blind. They're, like...
They're just
clothes with no like lashes.
Yeah.
And he still has that
hole. Yeah, it's just.
It is gross, man.
It is creepy. It is creep city.
I mean,
we rewinded it and we're like, why did that happen? What is this? This is probably the most creep city type of movie or TV show Marvel has.
Yeah, because Marvel's usually like opening credits.
There's stuff scene. Like that. And even blood. Like that's, I mean, it's not creepy though. Like if
no, no, yeah, it's not creepy.
I mean, I guess blood can be kind of creepy if it's like ominous, like who did it, if it's like a murder mystery or something.
Yeah.
But
all that for a drop of blood. You ever Thanos said that?
Yes. But Thanos doesn't have any blood, so it's just like, ugh.
Yeah.
I don't like when Thor got his eye thing, that was weird. I did not.
How did that happen again?
His sister Hela just pew. that's exactly how it happened. Beep.
That's hilarious. But anyway, so your theory is what? Where does the season end?
Season ends. I don't know that. But I think what's happening is whoever's controlling it, Wanda or other, they can't control Vision because. With Vision is the Mind Stone, and the Mind Stone is an actual thing.
Yeah.
And that's also, because, I mean, without the Mind Stone, then, again, he wouldn't have this. He wouldn't have the eyes.
Yes.
Actually, when he didn't have the Mind Stone, did she go back in time then? No, right? She only went back in time to the Beekeeper.
Yeah. No, she went back in time a couple times. Erased the Beekeeper, Vision messed up a line. She went back.
No, she didn't go back then.
She rewinded.
What?
I was like, Wanda, what's going on? And she's like, oh.
Oh, yeah, she did.
Remember?
I was just about to say, in a different timeline thing, Vision didn't have the thing. Did she go back then? I don't remember. I don't think she did. Anyway, sorry, I was getting off topic.
I was trying to think, but I can't remember either.
Yeah. What was I saying?
I'm the best dad.
Yeah, so he was doing this to the guy.
Yes.
And, I mean, without the Mind Stone, would he be able to do that? I mean, without any, mind powers? Yeah.
And it kind of like he took that power from the computer somehow. Because remember, the people on the outside were trying to get a message to him.
Mm-hmm.
And he read it, and then he was like, he had his hand on the computer, and it was like the yellow thing, did that to the guy, and then he did it back.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. That's why I like this show. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of unanswered questions, but it's
and
not
still... Oh, sorry.
But it's not so many that I'm just like, too much, I think people check out. Like, this is a movie called Tenet that people were like, okay, it was just too much going on. It was too much to follow. I checked out. There's a movie called Interstellar that's like that. But then there's a movie called Inception that's just enough going on but not so much that you can't follow along.
Mm-hmm. You know, like you have some questions, but you still understand the main storyline. Yes. And the main big question that could lead to that could answer this question, yes, or maybe answer this question, or
and
maybe
that's what I feel like is happening.
That's a big plot twist.
Yes, I have full confidence that after the end of this season, all my questions will be answered. Mm-hmm. And it's been great for the family. It's a great family time. Mm-hmm. I fully look forward to watching it with you guys and being mad that the episode says 35 minutes and it ends.
The
and
there's like credits are 6 minutes long, people.
Man.
Like, just.
It's so long.
Of just make it like 26 minutes so we every time we know it's a 20 minute thing.
Yeah.
Because then you have to do math like 32 minus 6 equals right. 20.
But sometimes I feel like it's like 18 minutes long.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm like, I want more WandaVision.
Yeah, and like the credits are legit 6 minutes long. There's no sneak peek at, or at least I don't think there's a sneak peek at the end or in the middle or.
And they none of these episodes have been over 30 minutes by a long Mandalorian, which is a different show, but some of those episodes are 45 minutes, some were an hour. The shortest ones are like on par with most of the WandaVision episodes. Uh-huh. So I'm like, give me more WandaVision. We can't go to the movie.
I know, and what is it every Friday, man? Just make it like
no, less. Man, I get that. If you're a company or you're making an app, Kevin Sage Studios, it's better for you to release it week by week because now everybody's talking about, every time I'm on Twitter on Friday, everybody's talking about WandaVision. Mm-hmm. If it were like a Netflix drop, people would finish at different times. Oh man, it was great. Watch all 8 episodes, 9 episodes in a day or a weekend or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's better for the company, I think, to get that like, because now like, I'd be telling people, man, you see WandaVision? They'd be like, oh no, man, check it out. And they can still watch it and keep up, but I guess also if, even if it was...
Yeah, I'd say, but then people could just watch it at the end.
I said it was
okay.
But anyway, we could do more recaps.
We could. I wanted to watch the episode again, but you're like, no, man, it's cool. And now I don't remember.
You should have watched it again on your own accord. You're the producer of the show.
Yeah, I
we just watched it yesterday. We didn't have time to do it today.
Why not?
Because I gotta go. Mommy got photo shoot.
My baby blue blobly.
Hey guys, let us know in the comments below if you'd like us to do more recaps of WandaVision.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise, Joel has plenty of topics to talk about. If you don't want us to do more recaps, let us know in the comments what other things we could talk about. Mm-hmm. Other than that.
The real world, the commander guy, when he tried to shoot Wanda,
does that ever work?
Does it ever work? And you live in a universe where people actually do that. So obviously you can learn from their mistakes and not shoot the supervillain that is controlling an entire city with thousands of people.
Man.
I mean,
of course, that lady was like, the drone's not armed. He was like, take a shot. She was like, the drone is armed? What you talking? Also, there's one part we did not talk about that was super cool. Vision and Wanda's argument. Oh, when they both started flying.
Vision not knowing or remembering anything before Westview, I think, is a really cool idea.
Yeah.
Because if he did, he would immediately be like, "No, I don't want this."
1,000%. He definitely would be like, "This sucks." Mm-hmm. And he's also like, "Tong." Like, here's my thing: she's created this world. The person's created this world, but like, as it falls apart, she's like, "Man, I don't want to be arguing," because they never argued.
They literally ever. That was the first. They said we should do this, we should do that, but that's not arguing. Yeah. That's just having a conversation.
Right.
But that, like, they were actually like screaming at each other.
Yes.
And they were like
about to fight. It looked like. Because she had the rimball.
Rolled in the video or episode still continued. That's really funny. So good. I think that's just funny.
So good.
Also, what was the dog about? I feel like...
I don't know, man. My theory is Agnes had something to do with that dog.
Because
the dog was found, ran away, died all in one day. She was like, that's life in the suburbs. And I'm like, nah, man. Somebody's
trying to... Yeah, I was about to say...
And then we didn't even talk about her dog and brother coming out of the multiverse, Pietro.
Yeah, I did.
Who was Quicksilver from the X-Men movies. And we definitely need to talk about
that. Yeah, I was about to say. But about the dog, that was just...
Just weird.
And also, Agnes is just fine with... magic now because the kids literally aged
up to 10
and grew in height. Their face changed, like everything about them changed, and Agnes was right there. Yeah. And then another scene where Wanda did some magic trick, I don't know. And Vision was like, what are you doing? Agnes is right there. But also, Agnes could hear them even if they were whispering, because she was, again, she's literally right there. She was...
Maybe not that close. Yeah. She's in the same room y'all are in, and you are talking loud.
She is less than 6 feet social distance.
Nice.
And the dog dying?
And
every time there's a person that's like, I was just a bit too late, there is.
Yeah, something else going on there, Joe.
Actually, it could be because they were aging right in front of her and they wanted. Agnes knows it's a TV show because when Wanda. Yep. When Vision was like, Wanda. Agnes was supposed to be holding the baby, and Vision said his line, like, make sure not to touch the belly button and rock their head, or I guess his entire body. And she didn't have the baby, and she was like, you want to take that from the top?
Yeah.
It's, and Wanda just didn't care. She cared, but then
she'd be looking confused a lot. She's like, what? What do you mean? She's like, do you want to take it again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when Vision pulled her to the side, she was like, it's nothing. This is just normal neighborly stuff.
Yes.
And Mind Stone again. I think the person is controlling Wanda, and the reason Vision isn't being controlled, Mind Stone. Mind Stone, just him not
you're understanding. You're saying that's the Mind Stone.
Yeah. Him understanding.
Even though they got destroyed at the end of the movie.
Father, he died and he's alive. Like, anything could be real.
That's true.
What was I saying?
That you love me here now.
Vision, he's not following with the story. No, he's like, not. When things are weird, he's pointing them out and being like, this is weird. This is not normal. You cannot tell me this is a normal thing that happens.
Which makes her frustrated, which makes for great television.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, you don't see that? She's like, what? This weird thing is right here.
They age right in front of her. What do you mean?
You try to make me feel like I'm crazy. The kid was baby.
But also, when Wanda was having the babies, he used super speed.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's just as suspicious because
that's true.
He was using super speed.
Remember, he was hiding that though. She was doing her powers right in front of the woman. He, like, ran and came back.
Oh.
Might not have seen that. That woman is right there. He's like, dude, you're supposed to be, like, hiding your powers. You're just doing it right in front of her. Mm-hmm. That wasn't our agreement.
And also, when, what's the black lady in the real world? Real world?
I always have trouble saying that. I'm so yawning. Dr. Monica Rambeau.
Yeah. Rambeau. I'm just going to call her Rambeau. When she was in the thing.
When she went to school, you call her Dr. Rambeau.
When she was in the world, Westview.
So you don't respect black women?
That's not what I'm...
Dr. Rambeau.
When Dr. Rambeau was in Westview...
Respect black women. Protect black women.
Why?
Keep them safe.
Okay. When she was in Rambeau, I'm just going to call her she now.
When Dr. Rambeau was...
When she was helping Wanda with the babies, and the world was just... Or her house was just all over the place.
Yeah.
She was like, I'm sure there's a completely normal reason for this, all of this happening.
Yeah.
And she was in the real world, so who was doing that?
I don't know.
Because...
And also what we didn't talk about, speaking of Dr. Rambeau, her labs, remember the chart, was all messed up, her blood work. The theory is that Wanda gave her powers.
Gave who?
Gave Dr. Rambeau powers, and that's why her charts were all messed up. And they're like, the thing's on the fritz. Remember? When she was looking at that paper and was like, how are your vitals? They're like, man, it's all over the place. She must be broken. what about the blood work? We got to do that again. She's like, nope, I'm done. So the theory is that she just got superpowers from Wanda. I don't know how.
But I think that she just didn't want to take it, but, you know.
No, Joe's always something. You gotta look at your third eye. Bloop.
Other things.
I think that's it because our food is here.
You know, now that I think about it, our food is here.
I think that's why Mommy knocked on the door.
She came in.
Yeah, because of food.
Oh. Hopefully the food is good, but you know what is good? I don't know. Get it? All right. Thanks. Go to Kev on Stage Studios. Kev on...
For what?
Go to the app, because...
Kev on Stage Studios, baby.
Yeah. And it also... Buy the merch.
Buy the merch.
It's good.
KevOnStage.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.